The jolly shoemakers, it is said, have found a great decay of trade, and lately have been sore dismayed, and in a dismal taking, because the leather was grown dear, and carried over sea, we hear. But gentle craftsmen, never fear, you'll still be brisk shoemaking. It is a noble, ancient trade, no man on earth can it degrade. And must the craft now be decayed? No, no, be not mistakers. Crispin and Crispianus to the town of Feversham well knew, and likewise noble good Saint Hugh were all of them shoemakers. This craft was never held in scorn. Sir Thomas Ayer did it adorn. A shoemaker's son, a prince is born, but now they've undertaken to send their grievance to our queen, in hopes a drawback to obtain, and the parliament their case hath seen, they'll still be brisk shoemakers. This is the substance of their state, much unwrought leather was of late sent over, and the tax is great, may jolly hearts to ache, sir, to think their trade should so decay, for many out of business lay. Each prentice had no heart to stay, that will be brisk shoemakers. The parliament hath heard their grief, and quickly will extend relief, for thousands are the very chief of them have been undertakers in this great action to proceed, and there's no doubt but we'll succeed, and by our senate be decreed to make them brisk shoemakers. All others that in leather deal, the comfort too will also fear. What those trades are we shall reveal, glovers and harness makers, coachmakers, tanners, skinners too, translators' joys it will renew. Then toss of healths, boys, since 'tis true, you'll still be brisk shoemakers. The bookbinders doth leather use, and boys for satchels doth it choose, as well as he that mendeth shoes, so doth the breeches maker. The bellows maker to beside, he is obliged to use bull's hides. Then craftsmen lay all cares aside, you'll soon be brisk shoemakers. It was your brave boys by free consent that humbly in full body went unto our noble parliament, as you had undertaken, as a just reward for all to see, this nation will recorded be. Then tossful bumpers, let them flee to the honor of shoemakers. Our noble parliament you'll find to English tradesmen will prove kind, and ever will your interest mind. Just now 'tis undertaken, they have considered your address, our noble peers could do no less, while all the world must still confess your honest brisk shoemakers. No longer need you sigh and pine, but toss to Anna flasks of wine, the noble craft will clearly shine, no damp will overtake them. Then let a general joy abound in every incorporated town, and great Augusta's joys be crowned to honor her shoemakers. Each journeyman and prentice too, and masters without more ado, may wear the bones of great Saint Hugh, for work will never forsake them. The case will soon be altered quite, each in his labor may delight, then toss a jug or two each night for the honor of shoemakers. Then jolly gentle craftsmen all, be merry whatsoe'er befall, there will for you be a great call, you are not yet forsaken. Then hollow boys with a loud huzzah, and for our gracious sovereign pray, you'll have redress without delay, and still be brisk shoemakers. Then let the pitcher walk amain, and drink their healths up o'er again, who your complaints did not disdain when you thought you were forsaken. 'Tis our good parliament, I mean, and royal Anne, our noble queen, who England's friends have ever been, now proves the brave shoemakers. Then let all sorrows have an end, and God his blessing down will send, and eke this noble craft defend, and never will forsake them. But trade and business will increase, let fears of wanting now quite cease, may not both health and wealth and peace attend the brave shoemakers. Then to conclude once more rejoice, sing Crispin's fame in heart and voice, throw up your hat with huzzah, boys, of great joys you are partakers, which will to you be now restored, then toss the bumper o'er and o'er, remember these dull times no more, you still are brave shoemakers.